What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, Season 2, Episode 7, 7 Mondays in a row, guys. Thank you so much for watching all these episodes and coming in every week and leaving your comments and subscribing and leaving reviews. It means the world to me, honestly, it does. Also, how about you get your good karma in right now? If you're watching the video and you look down below and you see that that subscribe button isn't pressed, get your good karma in. It's free. Why not? Just hit that subscribe button for me right there, and you know something good is coming in return to you. If it costs money, if it was taken away from you, I'd be like, I understand. No, you don't have to do it. But it's free. It hurts you none. Not even a little bit. So go ahead, hit that subscribe button. It helps the show out a lot, and it means the world to me. Also, if you see the comment section and you don't see your name inside the comment section, go ahead and fill that out. Just say a simple hello. I reply to every single comment. And also, I just got an email from YouTube saying that there's a new feature and you can, I don't know what it's called. Super fan, only fans. What's it called? Yeah, I don't know. I got the email on my phone. Will I look at it? Probably not. But there's a new feature that they just enabled on my channel. It's like super fans something. And you can, if you really love me and you really support the show and you can do it, there's a feature you can hit and it really highlights your name in the comment section. And I will take notice of that. Maybe I'll send you something. I'll get in contact with you. And if you want to do that, you can do that. I will love you. I will love you regardless. But if you're not subscribed, if you're not leaving comments, if you're not liking the videos, I hate you. I hate you. Yeah, how's that feel? I'm just kidding. I love you all. Even if you're just watching the video, it means the world to me. Also, if you're on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, any of the other things, go ahead and leave a review. This episode's going to be really fun. We got a lot of cool topics. We got some crazy stories. And we're going to talk about some stuff that's been happening in the world. I know every episode I tease like, ooh, we're going to talk about pop culture and news. But like this episode, we really are going to do it because some crazy stuff happened that I'm actually interested in. I'm not too much into the whole gossipy world, what's happening with the celebs, what's going on. But there's some stuff that I have opinions on. You come to the channel, you like to hear me talk, you like to watch my hand movements, you like to hear the diction and the syntax and my opinions on things happening in the world. Well, that's what you're going to get this episode, along with some stories by me, yours truly. So the first thing that I actually want to talk about, and this just happened, so I don't, it might be old news to y'all whenever y'all watch the episode or listen to the episode, but this whole Dave Chappelle thing, Dave Chappelle got attacked on stage. Why would you do that? You tell me. What was your goal? And I think it was like, obviously it sucks because, like, you know, you never want that to happen to you. I didn't talk about the Chris Rock and Will Smith thing because so many people were talking about it. It was like all over my For You page on TikTok, and it was like everybody was giving their opinions on it. And I was just like, I don't want to be involved in that. But with the Dave Chappelle thing, I've seen people talking about it, but not to the point where it's annoying me. So I'm going to talk about this. So basically, if you don't know already, let me pull up the article so I'm like an actually like informed news person, because that's what I am. A representative, actually, I'm not going to read that because who the hell am I pretending to be? So basically, Dave Chappelle was doing a stand-up thing. Everybody was there. Elon Musk, Gunna. That's a crazy mix right there sitting beside each other. They were watching everybody doing their thing. Dave Chappelle's up there. All the comedians were there. Towards the end of the set, I assume it was the end of the set, I don't know. Let me not assume. Somebody gets on the stage, tries to tackle Mr. Chappelle. All of a sudden, you just see like 18 people rush towards this dude, slipping and sliding. It's looking like a Looney Tunes kind of thing, Scooby-Doo-esque of their footwork. Slippery stage. Have you ever been on a stage and you got dress shoes on? That is nothing but slippage. There's no other outcome if you're trying to run on that. That's why I don't like fighting. I don't like fighting at all, so please don't try to fight me. But I don't like fighting, especially if we're in like a club or anything and I got dress shoes on. That's a recipe for disaster. You're gonna fall 9 times out of 10. And I got cologne on. I don't want to touch you if I got cologne on. I'm smelling good. I'm smelling great. I got lotion on my body, nice silk, maybe nice fabrics on my chest. I don't, and nice scents. You know what I'm saying? I put scents on my body. Maybe a little Egyptian oil. I don't want to fight. But so a person attacked Dave Chappelle, tried to tackle him. Didn't really get a good, you could tell they didn't do sports. They didn't really have a good form on the tackle. Did knock Mr. Chappelle to the ground. But I think the best thing about this story is the video that came out after of the attacker. Which one is right? Which one is past tense and present tense? The attackee attacker. You see the video of them on the stretcher and their elbow is fucked. It is inverted. I don't like looking at that kind of stuff because like sports injuries and stuff like that, I hate watching it. Any injury videos, like broken legs, arms, oh, like it's the worst thing. And I remember in high school, people would like, did that happen to anybody's high school and like middle school? People would like get on the school computers and like type in like, ooh, worst sports injuries ever, and like lock in on it and like watch it and find it entertaining. I'm like, you need to be arrested if you're finding enjoyment out of that. So how do you like that? How is that entertaining for you at all? But the video of him, I might add a picture, I don't know. So I don't know. If there's a picture, there's going to be a warning that pops up on the screen just in case you don't like this. If dude's elbow was pointing at the camera. If I'm looking at you, my elbow is facing behind me. This dude's elbow in front. His face mutilated. Like, you could tell he got the paws put on him backstage, which, what do you think is going to happen? And I know Dave Chappelle rolls deep because I've told this story on TikTok before. I was in Vegas and Dave Chappelle came into the club I was in, and he walked through it. He had like, I kid you not, 30 people around him, big people. And I know, like, if you got that much success, that much wealth, and you're the cash cow, these people are going to protect you. And there might be childhood friends, family. You can put the paws on you. He got the paws put on him. And I think the best thing about it is, like, if it happens to any comedian or any person, Dave Chappelle is going to be the one that's going to make a joke, like, make it funny, like, make it light. And he did a good job of that, like, right after he was making jokes about it. I didn't really watch it, but I heard that he's making jokes about it. And I did see the clip where Chris Rock came on the stage after and was like, is that Will Smith? It's great. We love that. Those are the best comedians in the world. I'm glad Mr. Chappelle is okay, because the dude came onto the stage, had a weapon. It looked like a little bang bang. I don't know if I could say the word on YouTube, but he had a little thing that looked like a bang bang. But really, you pull the trigger and a knife comes out of it, which is like, where do you even get that? Like, that, where do you get that weapon at? I've never even heard of that. But yeah, I'm glad he's okay. And nothing happened to him. But yeah, why? Don't do that. Don't do that unless you want your elbow inverted, I guess. But other than that, don't do that. Speaking of haters, I absolutely love whenever I see a good hater, a good troll just get absolutely put on a platter and served to the general public. Like, hey, you deserve this. Because if you're hating on somebody, you deserve everything you're getting. I've been getting, you know, recent hate because I'm now like in the public eye, especially on TikTok. I have a good following on there, and with that comes haters. And I'm fine with that. I'm here to take it, because that's what I signed up for. If I'm going to be in the public eye, people are going to not like me just because I'm in the public eye, which is fine. But I absolutely love when haters get what they got. what they gave, they get it back. Does that make sense? That wasn't an English sentence. But whenever haters give out energy and they get it in return, karma. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And speaking of that, a story came out recently where Drake commented on a post talking about the NBA fathers and how they're being so supportive of their son, like T. Morant and stuff like that. And they're getting T. Morant and like LeVar Ball, they've always gotten hate for being outspoken, proud fathers of their sons and everything they have accomplished. So Drake commented on a post, and I'm going to read the post or his comment, saying, imagine your son makes the league and he's Ja or Melo or Lonzo. All you can do is be elated and competitive and oversupportive, and it's a rite of passage to the OGs to talk shit. I know I'm going to be this way even if my son is in a Rubik's Cube competition. That's great fathering right there. First of all, how can you hate that? That's love. Like, that, you're doing a great job as a father. I'm all for support, whether it comes from your friends, family, anything. That should be on the highest of pedestals. But little hater comes along named Seti Bog Yagadabam. Tell me if I said that right. Probably not. I don't care. He says, he replies to Drake's comment saying, your son's probably, it wasn't really English, but I'm going to try my best. Your son probably play with ghostwriters. Now, first of all, you're hating. Then you talk about somebody's son. You talk about a child to the parent. That's a whole new level of bad. So Drake responds, and this is amazing. I love it. Beautiful petty etiquette here. This is top tier petty. He says, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. He commented that, and obviously if Drake comments on anything, it's going to get a lot of traction, but he actually followed up with it and followed this man's wife. Now, there's certain ways that this can go, right? The wife can get followed and be like, oh shit, like that's nuts, Drake followed me, and you could take it on the chin and all this. But if you're getting followed by a celebrity that's of that stature, the fans come with it. So now everything you comment, everything you post, everything you do on social media, just the OVO owls are just gonna come in and you can't escape it. She didn't make it any better by like screenshotting it and like putting it on her story. She made like, you know how at the top of Instagram stories, it shows the length of like how many you posted. It was this big of how much she was posting. It was like thousands of stories and all of them were about Drake. Now, you deserve that. Husband, I know that hurts. You can at the beginning, you can be like jokes like, okay, Drake got me. But at some point you're going to start being like, okay, stop it now. I'm not having fun anymore. But you signed up for that. You deserve it. I'm going to tell a personal story. There is a kid, and I like 99.9% of the time, I leave hate comments alone. Because I understand if you're going to take the time out of your day to hate on me or like put, because I don't put anything out there that like is controversial. I don't talk about anything serious. I just tell funny stories and jokes because I'm not a controversial guy. Like I'm just, you know, mind my business, do my thing. So if you're coming and hating on me, that's like, you're just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like I'm a perfect dude or anything, or like there's nothing you can dislike about me, but come on. So there's this kid who commented on my TikTok and was like, I don't understand how any of y'all find this dude funny. He's annoying. He's ignorant. He's stupid. Whatever. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little petty today. So what I did is like, let me see what kind of content this dude posts. I click on his profile. He posts like, I feel bad because I feel bad for him. Like obviously there's something like inside of you that you're not happy with. And I love you. If you're watching this, I love you. And I hope we can be friends one day. And like whatever you're going through, I'm here to help you. And we don't have to be enemies. But he posts stuff where he like gets in costumes and he's like 25. Like he's grown. He gets in like Incredibles costumes and he just dances. And he's talking to me. What do you mean? What are you doing? And so I was like, you know what? It's just bad. And I kind of regret doing it. But I screen recorded one of them. And I was like, hey, at whatever your name is, I posted an apology video on my Instagram story. And I posted posted his comment. And then I posted what he posted. And yeah, he got a lot of like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do feel bad, but at the same time, it's just like you started this. I didn't come after you. I didn't do anything. I'm just relaying the energy that you gave to me. And he still comments like hate stuff on my, like all the TikToks that get like 500,000 plus views, he's there. And he's there to comment. But if a video gets like 80,000, 30,000, he's not around. Only when they blow up. But in saying that, guys, if you're like, I hope nobody in here goes and hates on anything. Like, I can't imagine a world where I'm watching a YouTube video. And I've been very, like, self-conscious before. I've been not feeling the best about myself or, like, jealous. And we all go through those human emotions. But I've never gotten to the point where I'm like, I see somebody doing something, even if I don't like it. You know what I do? Click off the video. Just don't watch it anymore. I don't understand why we leave dislikes. Why we comment? I don't understand it. I genuinely, if you've, like, I've never left a hate comment before. Even if I've despised the video, like, what is this? Guess what I do? Don't watch it. And that's what we should do as a collective. But before we get into the rest of the podcast, where I'm going to tell some stories that are crazy that happened, let's get into our sponsor. You know who it is. We know them. We love them. Manscaped. Guys, this is a... If you haven't used this promo code, please go do it. But enjoy this Manscaped ad, and then we'll get into the rest of the podcast. Guys, support for the You Should Know podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the performance package, as you see right beside me. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code PSH at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. That is an insane performance package. I think my favorite thing inside of this performance package is the new Lawnmower 4.0. It has an LED light inside of it so you can get a real precise shave, and it helps reduce those little gnarly nicks you get whenever you're trying to groom below the belt. It also comes with the sick Weed Whacker, which is an electric nose and ear hair trimmer. It has proprietary skin safe technology that helps prevent nicks and snags and tugs in that sensitive nose hole that we all got. Guys, it's almost summertime and we need to smell good everywhere in our body, especially below the belt. So the Manscaped Performance Package comes with this Crop Preserver ball deodorant and this Crop Reviver ball toner. I'm telling you, it's getting hot outside. It might smell a little swampy down there. This will help you out, guys. Hey, we're all adults here. I'm trying to help you. Inside this new Performance Package, Manscaped even throws in some goodies. They got anti-chafing boxer briefs, which is actually really cool. And they have this travel bag, and you can throw all your goodies in that you get from the Performance Package. So guys, get 20% off and free shipping with the code PSH at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com and use code PSH at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tool for the job at Manscaped. Now back to the podcast.
The You Should Know podcast.
I'm very picky with food, but the main cuisine that I'm picky with is pizza. I have a lot of pizza pet peeves. Y'all already know how I am whenever somebody orders a pizza and they grab some napkins and start degreasing the pizza. You know you're wrong for that. Don't ever do that again. But recently, I had some friends over at my apartment. It was two friends. We were watching some movies. All of a sudden, we got real hungry. That's whenever I had the bright idea of, hey guys, let's order a pizza. Everybody as a collective, we agreed, yes, pizza is great for this night. Let's do that. So we grab the laptop, open it up, go into the pizza website, start to order a pizza. This is whenever you can tell what person you're going to hang out with for the rest of your life or what person you need to call the federal agency on and see if they need to go get picked up immediately. The two people I ordered this pizza with need to be put under the prison and never need to see freedom because of what they chose to do with their pizza order. As we were on the website ordering a pizza, you have to build your own pizza. And one of the first things that they ask you is what kind of crust you want. Any normal person says normal crust or thin crust. That's it. Those are your two options. One of the people I was with said, Peyton, can we get cheesy stuffed crust pizza? What is wrong with you? What are you saying? We are 23 years old. We do not need to be putting any cheese inside of any crust. If you're above the age of 13 and you're still ordering cheesy stuffed crust pizza, you need to stop. you're wrong. That's not okay under any circumstances. If you're asking for your pizza crust to get injected by dairy, I can't trust you anymore. If you're ordering cheesy stuffed crust pizza, you're the same type of person to order a pepperoni pretzel at Auntie Anne's. Who are you? Why are you doing that to yourself? And that's not even the worst of it, because the other person got real quiet and I was like, what are you about to say to me right now? This person looks at me and with all seriousness, they go, do they have sardine topping? I almost struck you for saying that. What sardines? What even is a sardine? Where do you even find a sardine at? Where in the ocean, what body of water is a sardine from? Do you think Domino's is just getting an influx of imports from the bay and saying, hey, we need sardines for the creeps that put sardines on top of their pizza? You tell me what a sardine is and where they're importing it from, and you tell me which local Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's is adding sardines to their menu. Where did you even find that out that you like sardines? I don't even know what a sardine is. There's certain toppings on a pizza that are just not acceptable. Pineapples, mushrooms, sardines. If you're putting anything extra on a pizza that's not pepperoni, bacon, ham, and you're starting to put aquatic animals on top of your pizza, you belong in prison. You should never be able to order a pizza ever again. One of my favorite things in the world is awkward social media moments. Everybody has that awkward moment when they're stalking somebody's Instagram and they accidentally like someone's post, but that's not even the worst thing that could possibly happen. But in my opinion, the most awkward social media thing that can happen is whenever you accidentally click on somebody's live and you're the only person in the live. I don't like when I click on somebody's live and I'm the only person in there and the person hosting the live is like, oh, hey, Peyton, nice of you to join. Don't say that. I'm the only one in here. Now I have to stay for a little bit because I don't want to be that bad person that you just said hey to. I'm the only one giving you the time of day. I can't just click out of here now because now you know I'm a bad person. But sometimes it could be absolutely great when I'm the only person in there, because I love it when that other person knows it's awkward that I'm the only one in there and they don't want to acknowledge me. So I just sit on the live and wait for you to acknowledge me. I know that you see that I'm the only one in here and you don't want to say anything because you know it's awkward. I'm going to sit here and bask in the awkwardness. I want you to watch me watch you and just know that I'm just looking at you, looking around the room. I know this isn't enjoyable for you, but this is the best thing that could possibly happen to me because I love watching how uncomfortable you are, knowing that I'm just watching you not know what to do. But I think Instagram like makes it awkward on purpose. Like when you're going through stories and then you finish watching somebody's story and all of a sudden there's just three suggested profiles for you to follow. Hey, guess what? If I wanted to follow them, I'd do it. I just don't do it, all right? And now I'm clicking through stories really fast and all of a sudden I'm following two people that I don't even know who they are. Now I gotta unfollow them real quick and sometimes I get a DM like, hey, why'd you unfollow me? Hey, guess what? I didn't mean to do it in the first place. The craziest thing happened to me this weekend, and the wild part about this story is it just progressively gets worse. So I was at the gym, and I got there, and I was warming up. I was doing elastic bands as one does, doing the whole warm-up thing, activating the muscle groups, and all of a sudden, out of my peripheral, I see a man approaching me. He's coming in from the back. I don't like that because that's where 99% of attacks happen. This man wasn't walking straight towards me. He was backpedaling to come and talk to me. I'm like, okay, what is happening? All of a sudden, this man puts his skull right next to my skull. His back is to me. We're touching cheeks at this point, and he's here to tell me something into my ear. I'm like, okay, this is not an ideal way to start a conversation at all. I'm touching cheeks with a stranger, and you're walking to me backwards, and your skull is on my skull. I'm like, okay, what do you have to say to me? I tell you, this man whispers into my ear and says, don't get married. I was your height once. What does that even mean? Somebody explain to me the correlation of what that means. You know how I am in public. I'm awkward and I don't like conversations that I wasn't prepared for, so I didn't know what to say. So I was like, ah, that's all I did. I just said, ah, okay. After I do my first couple of workouts, I'm walking to a different machine. As I'm walking to a different machine, guess who I see? The man who touched cheeks with me and whispered something strange into my ear. He's sitting down, but he's sitting down next to a woman. I look at her finger. She has a ring on it. That's his wife. So I'm like, okay, this man is nuts. He just said that to me while his wife is present inside of this establishment. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, hey, not my business how you run your household. But this man looks at me and goes, I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? She's sitting right there. You just told me not to get married while you're in the same establishment as your wife. Now you're doing hand gestures to your throat towards me. What is happening right now? Now my mind is scrambled eggs. I don't know what to do for the rest of my workout. So I'm still trying to work out, do my thing, but I can't get over the fact that this man just whispered something to my ear while his wife is in this establishment and did the cutthroat motion next to his wife. Like 30 minutes goes by, I'm almost done with my time at the gym. As I get up on my last workout and start to head towards the locker room to grab my belongings, this man is walking towards me, but this time he's with a different woman. This woman is around my age, I would say around 23 to 26 years old. Beautiful young woman, I might add. He's walking straight towards me, beelining it to me, straight eye contact the whole time. The girl he's with that's around my age is kind of shy, walking with him, looking up, looking down at me. I'm like, okay, what's about to happen? I know a conversation's about to ensue. He stops me, puts his hand on my chest. Already, don't do that. You're wrong. I didn't slap his hand off, but I'm uncomfortable at this point. Now your hand is on my chest. We were touching cheeks earlier. Our skulls were close and you were whispering something and you did a hand gesture. I don't know what you're about to do right now. This man looks at me, goes, hey man, this is my daughter. She thought you were handsome, but she was too scared to say anything and I just wanted to introduce y'all. What are you saying to me right now? It was like I just got hit with a flashbang. I'm like, all this stuff that just happened to me through the duration of my gym experience and everything that you just made me go through, and now you're trying to play matchmaker with your daughter? I need somebody to explain to me what this man was trying to accomplish in those awkward scenarios that he made me go through as an innocent bystander when I was just trying to activate my muscle groups. I was touching cheeks with this man an hour and a half ago. Now you're introducing me to your daughter. What does your wife think about this situation? These are just like, I don't know why these things keep happening in my life, but I'm so glad it does because it makes for great content. But also, guys, if you do that stuff, I hope you know I'm just joking around. This is all just for fun and content, and I hope you don't take anything I'm saying too seriously. I love you all. If you haven't already subscribed to the channel, be sure to go do that. If you want any Yushino Studios merch, like t-shirts and hoodies that we wear often, you can go to yushinostudios.com. Everything's almost sold out, but go ahead and try that. I was scratching my elbow for a solid 15 seconds there. It was really itchy. Still is. Subscribe to the channel, leave a review, leave a comment if you haven't already. Tell me your favorite part of the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at PSHA, TikTok the PSHA. I love you guys so much. Thank you for watching all these episodes. It means the world to me. I'm having so much fun. Some vlogs are coming soon. We got some cool events coming up. I hope you guys are into that. If not, you don't have to watch those. I understand if you just want to sit and watch me talk, but I think the vlogs are going to be pretty cool. So thank you for coming to another episode of the You Should Know Podcast. I love you so much. And remember, 1 out of 10 koala bears don't make it home to Christmas. I'll see you guys later.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about, but why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.